in Egypt, God is going to save again. And Jesus is saying, he's going to do it through me. Through my death. Jesus is the Lamb. And if you notice in Luke's account or Matthew or Mark's account of the Last Supper, they don't talk about eating lamb. What they want you to see, what Luke wants you to see, is that Jesus is the true Lamb, the true Passover Lamb. He is the Lamb of God who has died for sinners. He is the Lamb of God who has overcome sin. He is the Lamb of God whose blood seals us in God's grace. He's the Lamb who delivers. He's the Lamb who redeems. He's the Lamb who saves and frees. And this is gospel. It is the good news of Passover. But Jesus is not simply reinterpreting Passover. What Jesus is doing is showing that Passover actually pointed to him. What Jesus is doing is showing that Passover is actually fulfilled in him. This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood, Jesus says. Through Jesus, God makes covenant with you. With you. Through Jesus, you are made part of God's covenant people. You belong to him. He has saved you. He has freed you. He has redeemed you. He has poured out his love for you. As he poured out his life for you. He's your God. And as those saved by Jesus, as God's people, we too are called to keep a feast. We're called to keep a feast. We're called to celebrate a meal. And it's also a memorial. In fact, Jesus commands it, do this in remembrance of me. And we do so around a table. It's a covenant meal. It's a meal that's not for everybody, but it's for God's covenant people, for those who've been saved in Jesus, for those who claim him as Lord, for those who've been baptized in his name, for those who've been sealed in his death. And when you gather around this table and when you eat the bread and when you drink the cup, you are sealed in God's covenant in Jesus. You are sealed in God's grace. Eating the bread and drinking the cup show that you belong to God. You're his. You're part of his covenant people. You belong to him, and you belong to the entire history of salvation that God's people have experienced. Because of the blood of the Lamb, God will pass over your sins. Eating the bread and drinking the cup, when you do that, you confess God's claim over you. When you eat the bread and drink the cup, you acknowledge God's claim over you, and you lay hold of that claim, and you take hold of that covenant. You lay hold of Jesus, and you say, I am going to live for him. The Lord's Supper is a covenant meal. But it's also a memorial meal. When we gather around the table, we tell the story. When we eat the bread and drink the cup, we remember Jesus' death upon the cross. We remember his body nailed and broken. We remember his blood shed. And just like the Passover celebration, we participate in it. We claim it as our own. In other words, we don't simply remember that Jesus died 2,000 years ago. We don't simply remember that Jesus died for many. We remember that Jesus died for us. You need to remember that Jesus died for you. That Jesus saved me, that Jesus delivered me, that Jesus redeemed me, that his body was broken for me, his blood was shed for me. His death is effective today and is effective in your life today and right now. God saves then and God saves now. God makes covenant then and God makes covenant now. The Lord's Supper is our Passover meal. It's our Passover meal. It's the sign of the covenant that God has made with us in Jesus. And you are invited to gather around this table, to sit at table with the Lord and with one another, to be sealed in the covenant and to remember. Remember Jesus' broken body. Remember the blood that he shed. And as you remember, say to yourself, this is what God did for me. This is what God did for me. I am his through Jesus. And by his grace, he is mine. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your Son, for the grace that you have poured out upon us through his death. Thank you, Father, that we can gather around this table and remember not just something that happened a long time ago, but remember something that you did for us through your Son. And to be sealed in that covenant. And to confess and to know and to be assured that we are yours. Father, we thank you for your Son, in whose name we pray. Amen.